Define crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia Discreet. How are you?
Hello. It's nice to be back on the air.
Hey, it's lovely to hear your voice this morning. I hope you are having a nice morning out there. What is word salad? This is brand new. What are you bringing us?
I mean, basically, we're just going to be talking about words, you know, different words, different kind of nerdy, wordy, etymological stuff.
Should we get the elephant out of the room first, which was the describe crouton in the stick?
I think it's like a small square of toasted bread that you put in a salad. Is that, I mean...
I think so, yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds like a good description.
Seems pretty factual.
What is the word you've brought us this morning, Amelia?
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about waterfalls and eye disease.
And eye disease?
Yikes.
Blimey.
Yeah, you figured out what it is. Yeah.
I have no
clue. Is there a word
that connects the dots?
Connects those two things.
Yeah, so we're talking about the word cataract.
Okay.
Go on.
Did you ever think about homonyms?
Do I ever think about homonyms? Now, what is a homonym, Amelia?
So a homonym is one word that has multiple different, like, distinct meanings. So, you know, I've got a list of common homonyms in front of me. For example, rock is a genre of music, and stone,
yes,
you know?
Right, that
got
makes
you.
Sense.
Yep, nice.
Bear means equitable, but it also can mean beautiful.
Yes, it's very true.
A match can be like a sports game, but it can also be things which are alike. Or it can be a small wooden stick that you can light a flame with.
Dream meanings, that's luxurious, isn't it?
So, yeah, you can end up with a lot. And it's like, sometimes I get pretty deep into the homonym game, because it's interesting to think about how you end up with this one sound that means multiple things. And with something like fair, you're like, well, that's a pretty straightforward sound. Like, I'm sure there's probably like a German word and like a French word or something like that. But cataract is quite
a super specific set of sounds.
Yeah, to mean both waterfall and a very specific eye disease.
So how did we get here for that word?
Well, our tale begins in ancient Greece, as many tales do.
What's that in the original Greek?
There we go. I'm just testing out these new stings we've got as well. It's all go.
I was going to request that, and then I was like, well, you know, I don't want to be a diva on my first segment. So basically in Greek, it starts out as waterfall, right?
Okay.
So it's this combination of I'm not going to be able to pronounce this very well. Kata harektes.
Ah, yes.
Kata, meaning down, and aresein, to strike. So it's like, it rushes down, basically.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Solid, right? So that's a waterfall.
Logical.
Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Yeah.
Strikes and down.
So katarehektes, no one knows how ancient Greek was pronounced, so that's probably correct. It comes into Latin as cataracta.
That sounds like a cool drag queen name.
I mean,
cataracta taking the stage now.
If anyone wants to use it. and so it comes into Latin as waterfall, right?
Yes, okay.
And so people have suggested, okay, well, it means waterfall. It also means kind of like rapids. It ends up meaning like anytime there's like rushing water, and rushing water gets all kind of white and cloudy, right? Like a cataract.
I was gonna say with these types of words, do they have to have a connection? Because I could see, you know, a cataract is where you hope no one's eating breakfast right now, but you lose the goo behind your eye and it goes all cloudy, which is kind of like watery, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, because like lots of homonyms are just like, they'll end up in English because we took the root from different places. Mm. But here it looks like it started out as kind of like a metaphor, like a slang term for this.
Okay.
However, there are competing theories to the cloudy theory.
Oh, bit of drama in the old etymological sphere.
I hope this isn't turning into a conspiracy corner here, Amelia.
No, definitely isn't. So, as you just said, Tess, to be gross again, there's like stuff comes out with with a cataract.
And so
early Persian physicians, so Persia is like where Iran is now essentially.
Okay.
They called cataracts nazl-i-ar, or descent of water.
So there's like two sort of potential ways that we've got from waterfall to cataract.
Yeah. So they called it like waterfall disease because they thought it was like corrupt humors coming out of the eye.
Or the bad humors.
Yeah, well, you got to get those bad humors out. However, there is a third theory.
Oh my gosh, the plot is thickening.
So cataract in the Latin ended up also referring to a portcullis.
Which now, what is a portcullis?
Is, you know, on a castle, how there's the big grate thing in front of the main door that kind of goes up and down?
Yep.
It's that.
That's a portcullis. Okay, got you.
So it ended up meaning that because initially people called a water sluice a cataract. So
wow.
It's the thing that you in front of a river that goes up and down that you use to sluice things.
So it's all kind of somewhat, you know, the same, right? It's the watery stuff that lubricates your eye falling out, therefore it's a waterfall, right?
Yes. Once we get to portcullis, it looks like possibly cataract goes into French,
whoa,
just meaning like a gate.
Okay.
And then the idea of that as like an obstruction, it becomes like an idea for eye disease, and then it comes back into English. So it might not be related. It might only be related to waterfalls in this very, very extremely tangential way in English, even though for other places it was much more direct, which is bizarre.
So if you were going to favour one of those three options, what would be the one that you personally think is your favourite potential way that we've got cataract to mean waterfall and eye disease?
Well, I mean, I like the portcullis one only because portcullis is also quite a fun word.
Yes, that's very true.
I feel like we're missing a really important point here, which is that, okay, I mean, I'm not going to be able to say, what's the name of the word?
Homonym.
A homonym.
A homonym.
This is your average pun as well, right? This is what these words are often used for.
Meaning a pun, yes.
Yeah. So that's an important point, I think, right?
Everything comes back to puns. Is that what
you're really trying to think of a pun based on the idea of having cataracts?
I mean, that's a tricky one, isn't it? But, you know.
Yeah.
It is, I think, because my brain works in metaphors and like quite visual ways as well, I've imagined the word cataract on a little train just going in and out of these different routes to get to where it is today.
Wow.
I think that's totally spot on. And I think it's especially interesting that now in English you barely ever use it to mean a waterfall.
No.
I didn't know that.
But apparently, according to the bloody dictionary, in English you can also use it to just mean any kind of downpouring. And the example that they have here is his cataract of eloquence.
Oh.
Which I think because so many people just think of the eye disease now.
Sounds weird.
Did you hear about the man who accidentally walked over the Niagara Falls?
No, I did not, Amelia. What happened to the man who accidentally walked over the Niagara Falls?
Yeah, terrible cataract.
I guess that's interesting.
Hey, Amelia, this has been a ride and I've enjoyed every minute of it. Cataract comes from a whole bunch of different places, potentially. It means waterfall and it means eye disease. And if people have a favourite word that's got a weird history, would you like them to text it in, Amelia?
Oh, please, yeah. And any anything you want me to look into, I've got some free time. I'd love to have a kind of a deep dive on your behalf.
That sounds like a great idea. 5395, it's lovely to chat to you, Amelia. We will talk to you tomorrow for a wrap-up of the top 10.
Wonderful.
Ma te wa, see you soon.
Bye.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.